This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
For the best Ravens coverage.
It's time for News from the Nest
with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
I mean, Derek is just a phenomenal worker. Does everything the right way. He was just the perfect player for us, I think. We're blessed to have him, and I would expect his successes last year to continue this year.
Derek DaCosta, Ravens GM, talking about Derrick Henry. Monster season with the Ravens in 2024. Was a finalist for Offensive Player of the Year, made the Pro Bowl, and rightfully so. 30 years old, heading into his 31-year age-wise, but he did not look at all like a dude that was slowing down. If anything, he looked like a different player than the one the Ravens saw in 2023 over in London his last year with the Tennessee Titans. Question is now, got him relatively cheap. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley just got a hefty pay raise from the Super Bowl champion Eagles. This we talk about Lamar and how it trickles down Allen to him. I think the more immediate would be what happens with Derrick Henry now, all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think the Derrick Henry one is front and center now, whereas the Josh Allen Lamar one is probably for Lamar next year. Where and Eric has said that they would look at extending. You know, Derek. So I think that's coming, Bob. And he'll have to be making probably an average of 15 a year, I would think, at least.
And doesn't appear as though any acrimony is ahead. But with what Philly did with Saquon giving him the pay raise, is that an unexpected turn of events for the Ravens in regards to what they may have been planning on giving? Because Derrick Henry, if I read this correctly, even with incentives, total deal combines 20 mil, where Barkley's making 20 million a year now for the Eagles.
Yeah, he has definitely got to get updated. And Bob, back to your point about Derrick Henry. If you just watch the film and just say, tell me what you think of this guy, and then after you watch the film and evaluate him and said, he's 30, going to be 31, what do you think? He ain't 30.
No.
Right. So, you know, to the point that, you know, you think you can get two more years out of him? I would say probably so. That if I'm a betting man, I would say yes. And he's probably going to have to get, Bob, an extension of, they may add extra years on it just to lower the cap number, but, you know, like two guaranteed, you know, like a $30 million guarantee, something like that.
Now, we were talking Friday, Vinny, when you were off, about this kind of subject in regards to not necessarily the pay rate, statistical output, 1,900 yards, 16 touchdowns. I mean, he had, 4 or 5 receiving TDs. I mean, he was running well in the postseason. To expect Nolan him to duplicate 1,900 yards might be, I don't know about all that, you know, but 1,500, 10 touchdowns, 5.5-6 yards per carry. I don't see that being unrealistic at all.
And right. You got your old line back.
Yep. Yeah, that too. Yeah, that's probably the biggest factor, whereas, you know, you really didn't know what to expect coming into this year in terms of the O-line. But to me, it was more about carries, I guess, because his final year in Tennessee still led the league, but it was with 280. And I thought, okay, well, I mean, is that really realistic? I mean, how many are they going to actually carve out for this guy? How much are they going to be passing versus running in general? How much are they going to divide his workload beyond that? And he ends up carrying it well over 300, well over 300 attempts, just like he had throughout his prime. So that answered that question right there. He was healthy for the entire year. They gave him more than enough of a workload. No reason to believe that that'll be changing, especially if, like Vinny, you said, they're running it back. Yeah. It seems like their plans for this offseason are just copy and paste with the roster as much as we can. Why not copy and paste with your scheme and game plan?
And I would bet that analytically, like when you punch in the numbers like of his acceleration speed and all that stuff, you know, that they look at, probably as good as he's had. So I don't see, you know, like we saw, just for example, like Gus Edwards, we've seen, you know, like the drop off of Gus Bus. And, you know, now the Chargers cut him. I don't see, you know, any drop-off thus far in Derrick Henry. I can just see steady, consistent performer.
And if anything, for the Ravens as a team, Keaton Mitchell's going to be better than he was.
No doubt.
In 2024. Question is, where the opportunity's going to be? Because yeah. When he got hurt in 23, he was their feature back. Yes. He had become the guy. Derrick Henry is unquestioned as the leader here. But Keaton Mitchell, there's an element that he brings speed-wise that few players bring. And that's world-class speed with a football in their hands.
Yeah, I mean, he was a guy that you couldn't wait for him to get the ball in his hands because something good was going to happen. You know, and they're going to have that back in their offense. Because I didn't, you know, and I'll ask Harbs or Eric next time I see them what percent was Keaton Mitchell this past season, because I'm guessing it wasn't 100. You know, maybe they'll probably say he was about 80%, something like that, and he should be back because he's a worker and all that. He'll be back, and then don't forget about old Justice Hill. He had an awesome year.
Yep.
Vinny, so they've got good depth at the backfield.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest here on this Monday. We're talking earlier with Brian Wacker, and Ed from Arbutus brought it up, wide receiver. A DK Metcalf getting traded Pittsburgh, Devontae Adams signing with the Rams, and other dominoes sure to fall here eventually. And we've said all along, you got Zay, you got Bateman, then a spot available, and then Tez Walker, maybe Tylan Wallace if they bring him back, 4 or 5. I don't know if I'm cool bringing Duvernay back in any capacity, but what do you think happens with that third receiver spot over the next few weeks?
I think they'll get a veteran guy, Bob, and I think they'll get a pretty good veteran guy for right player, right price, because he wants to come play with Lamar. I mean, who would have thought, you know, 4 years ago, a receiver, I want to go play with Lamar Jackson. You know, before it was like, damn, I got to block all the time in Baltimore. Now, you know, you're going to catch balls. They throw the ball down the field. So I think it's an attractive spot for a free agent to come in here and help to get the guy at the right price, especially somebody that's made some money, so they're not looking to get paid. And that's not going to happen right away, I don't think. You know, I mean, like a Cooper Kupp would be pretty good, you know.
He's done in L.A. That's a fact.
Chris Godwin just re-signed 3-year deal in Tampa.
And we'll cross him off the list. So yep. Chris Godwin, another domino falling, staying in place where he's kind of in a very strong situation. He's always been the number two to Mike Evans, but making a pretty strong living at it, don't you think?
Yeah, 3 years, $66 million.
What?
That's 3 years, $66 million.
$44 million guaranteed.
But, Bob, I mean, before he got hurt last year, he was having an awesome year.
Yeah, so cross him off the list. News from the Nets real quick, then we get buy or sell. We'll talk free agency. Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer, bottom of the hour. Mark Andrews, I mean, there's a lot of trade speculation based on assumption. Hey, this would be a cool trade scenario. Send him to the Chargers and free up this, that, and the other thing. But doesn't appear as though anything concrete in the Andrews trade talk is out there. This is all just kind of speculation, innuendo, you know, hoping and connecting dots.
Yeah, if you're re-signing, you know, a 31-year-old tackle and paying him $44 million guaranteed, why would you get rid of your tight end that had 55? It makes no sense. They are bringing everybody back. So the Mark Andrews talk, to me, wasted breath.
Yep. Chris Godwin, 6 years or 3 years, $66 million, $44 million guaranteed, staying in Tampa. So there you go. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. More free agency talk. Howard Balzer, bottom of the hour. We'll come back, however, count our money, hopefully, with buy or sell. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. Talk about the Orioles at 1:15, kind of banged up a little bit. You know, your best players hurt. Your most talented pitchers hurt. Your big free agent acquisition or one of in the bullpen's hurt. Other than that, everything's great, right?
Are you? You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Legal tampering started 17 minutes ago. Things are going insane haywire, whatever. In haywire. Ravens, they made one big splash, necessary splash. Anything else going on? We'll keep you posted at the next couple hours here and certainly throughout the course of the week. So stay tuned. Got the Orioles tonight against the Pirates. Sagana was brilliant. Three perfect innings, five Ks. We'll take it. Charlie Morton, awesome. Take that too. Eflin's healthy. Awesome. Oh, hey, Adley's got a 1,200 OPS. Everything's cool along. Hey, Moo Man's hitting well over 300. Holidays wreaking havoc. And then there's the other stuff, and we'll talk about that. And, of course, the Terps. Big Ten Tournament, number two seed, 6:30. Opponent to be determined. You can hear the game, 105.7 The Fan. But enough of me babbling. Let's count some dough by yourself.
And then real quick, Bob, former Falcons center Drew Dahlman reached an agreement, 3 years, $42 million with the Bears. So the Bears have added three new offensive
lines. Yes, they have. Bears.
And then where that comes into play is with Linderbaum. You know, so it's averaging, what, about 14 a year, something like that. So that'll probably be the ballpark that Linderbaum would be in. All right, the market, these tariffs are driving the market crazy, Bob. The Dow is down 563. The S&P is down 132. NASDAQ is down 654. DraftKings down $2.26.
I thought he called off the dogs for now with the tariffs.
The market doesn't like... How about Bob? Apple is down $13.68. Under Armour is up 16 cents.
That's rock, man. Take our victories where we can get them, right, Nolan?
That is correct, 100%. Thought I had my mic on already.
There you go.
It's pontificating over here. Anyway, we'll start in baseball. Shohei Ohtani in line to return to the mound this season after only serving as a DH last year. I say only like that was some kind of knock against him because he went on to win his third MVP award. But they do have their sights set on him pitching again, but going to be a little cautious about it. It's been a slow ramp up so far this spring. They also have to navigate kind of an unusual schedule where they start the regular season a lot earlier than everyone else. So keeping guys healthy and on track is the main focus right now. But they've also built up a really star-studded rotation without Shohei Ohtani. Blake Snell, Roki Sasaki, they enter the mix over the past couple months, joining Yamamoto and Glasnow from last year. So buy or sell, Bob, the Dodgers pitching staff is already stacked enough where they shouldn't use Ohtani as a two-way player anymore.
I'm buying that 100%. I mean, the risk is too great. And he's had Tommy John surgery twice, if I'm not mistaken. So I'll pass. Let that guy rake. If he can't play the outfield because of your concerns with the arm, why would you even try to get him to throw a baseball? Nah, no way, no how. Nope, you're the defending world champs. Like you just said, Nolan, they went out and got everybody who was up there to be had as a pitcher. I know a lot of Oriole fans are kind of lamenting that. Nope, you're never throwing a baseball again unless you're playing catch with the ball boy or something.
Over to the NFL, the Commanders, they're bringing back veteran linebacker Bobby Wagner for one more season. Signed for $9.5 million last week. That'll end up being his 14th professional season. The remarkable part is that he's really continued to play at a high level into his 30s. During his peak, five straight first-team All-Pro seasons, but since then, he's rattled off four straight of second-team All-Pro status and has rarely missed a game along the way. Buy or sell, Vinny, Wagner will perform to that same level at age 35 this year.
Yeah, I'll buy it. I think the biggest thing for them is I think the leadership and, you know, he's the green dot guy. And, you know, I think that is more important than a lot of the things. Is he still playing three downs? You know, maybe that will, you know, affect him some.
How about a little NBA news here? Ja Morant, he was banged up with a shoulder injury a few weeks ago, but has played through it for the most part. He's not happy about that, though. Last Wednesday, letting his frustration show in that initial return. Very candid in the post-game press conference, saying that he felt terrible throughout the game, didn't feel like he was 100%. The injury really nagging him. Asked in a follow-up, is this something that is just going to be there for the rest of the season? He was pretty blunt, saying simply he doesn't know. Well, Memphis, they sit fourth in the West standings right now, a mark that almost entirely rides on the shoulders of Morant. Buy or sell, Bob, the Grizzlies, should rest their star down the stretch, even if it means dropping a spot or two in the standings.
Yeah, I'll buy it because Jaron Jackson's already hurt. Santi Aldama, a Loyola Zone, he's dealing with a calf injury. You know, just stabilize. Because they're not considered the favorites to win the West, but they're going to be a dangerous out once the playoffs begin. And giving Ja some, what's the word they use, or the term, load management? Why not? Everybody else does it. Look at LeBron James. By the way, you see that attempted flop on Saturday against the Celtics where Jason Tatum tried to drive baseline and wasn't even 6 inches near him, and LeBron threw his head back like George Foreman, like hit him with an uppercut. Then he wound up getting hurt for real. How about that?
Yeah, it's not even the headline of the weekend with LeBron, though, with him and Stephen A.
Yeah.
That was the real headline.
Well, that was a father talking.
Right.
Not a guy who put his son out there for everyone to criticize.
Got
to
defend your son.
But, hey, look, I don't want anybody to talk trash about my kid. You know what I mean? I get it.
All right, let's see here. We'll wrap up with this one here. In the NFL, the Rams have not been able to trade Cooper Kupp just yet. But if there was any remaining thought that they might revert on those plans, well, go ahead and eliminate that because they've agreed to sign Davante Adams, seemingly as Kupp's replacement here on a 2-year deal. It was a rocky 2024 season where he split time between the Raiders and the Jets, but still found a way to hit that 1,000-yard mark, 8 touchdowns in 14 games as well. Meanwhile, Cooper Kupp having some trouble staying healthy. His numbers, though, undeniable when he is out there. From a price standpoint, makes sense. Adams over Kupp here, especially with the cap hit for Kupp. But, Vinny, are you buying or selling that this is a clear upgrade on the field as well?
I'll buy it. I like the size. And he's an excellent route runner, but Kupp is too. But like you said, Kupp has been getting hurt quite a bit, and he's a smaller guy too.
Better compliment for Nacua then, we think Adams would be?
Yeah, I think Adams runs better and is more of a deep threat than Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp kind of became the third down guy, slot guy, really. And you kind of thought that's what Nacua would be.
And they have Atwell.
1-year deal.
Took care of him. Is your boy D-Rob still part of that equation, Nolan? DeMarcus Robinson?
Well, last I heard, he had some legal trouble.
Yeah, that's so. Right. Hey, Cooper Kupp to Baltimore? I mean, well, he's somebody we've heard of. Does it fit to what Todd Monken would try to do.
I think it would fit, but for the right price, it would have to be. You know,
taking on that money.
No. He would have to get cut.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk more about this feeding frenzy that is legal tampering, which started 25 minutes ago with longtime NFL writer Howard Balzer. Go to the Funhouse with Nolan because we couldn't get to it last hour. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Your phone calls are welcome at 410-583-1057. Talk about the Orioles if you missed any of that conversation with Rockabacco. Some bagged up birds ahead of their matchup tonight against the Pirates. And Chris Knocke, Maryland Radio Network, talk about the Turtles, number 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. 6:30 tip off, opponent to be determined. But what a great regular season for Maryland. Sweet 16 or bust, I'm thinking, right?
The latest sports news and your place to talk about it. Always 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Beautiful Monday at that. Charm City, going to be 70 degrees tomorrow. I'm just hoping this sort of weather we're seeing this week will be around coming up in 3 weeks. 3 weeks from today, the home opener for the Orioles against the Boston Red Sox. So we'll talk some Orioles in the 1 o'clock hour. But legal tampering has started in the NFL about 33, 34 minutes ago. Bob Andy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, here to talk about that. As only he can, longtime NFL writer. He is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Howard Balzer. Howard, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good as everything kicks off here, even though I do wonder, is it tampering if it's legal?
That's right. I mean, we were trying to figure it out. I mean, certainly I can't speak for Vinny. I'm not smart enough to do it, but I feel tampered with for some reason there. Howard Balzer. We'll start with the AFC North. Myles Garrett, he wanted out. They didn't want to trade him. They didn't. He got a big old fancy contract. DK Metcalf goes to the Steelers, but Russell Wilson and Justin Fields may be on the way out. Bengals have all sorts of contractual issues they're dealing with. So how would you judge the weekend that was in the Free agent stuff still to be determined with the AFC North outside of Baltimore here.
Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy all throughout the league. In the last week and especially over the weekend as teams were, you know, scurrying to re-sign their own guys. I don't know if it seems busier than in those things than it's been the previous years. It's somewhere over 40 players by last night had re-signed with their own teams, which of course diminishes the free agent pool, which now that legal negotiating period has now begun and we've seen some deals fall. But it's the wild, wild west with a lot of this money being thrown around and guarantees and trades, like you said, with DK Metcalf and the Seahawks trading Geno Smith. So it's, with all the money the teams have to spend, they figure, well, we better spend it. And they're certainly doing it. You know, and here's a wild one. I know this doesn't, refer to the AFC North, as you mentioned, but the Chiefs. Now, one thing I have to say is when anyone sees these initial contract terms, they're very often not totally accurate because this is what the agents want out there. They communicate very quickly with the national reporters, and then they rush to get it on Twitter without asking, well, how much is really guaranteed? How much is this? How much is that? Just get the numbers out there. So I wanted to say that. But there's a report just in the last few minutes. This is how crazy it is. That a backup offensive lineman with the 49ers named Jalen Moore, who has 12 starts in his four-year NFL career, just supposedly signed a two-year, $30 million contract with the Chiefs to apparently be their left tackle. So you always look at the Chiefs and you say, well, You got to trust them. They know what they're doing. And it's not to say that this guy can't develop into a good player. But $30 million over 2 years? But once again, no numbers were reported in terms of guarantees. So we'll see what the real deal is. But, teams are just, over the top and what they're paying players. And that's what happens when you have so much money available in the salary cap for everybody.
Now, Howard, the legal tampering, basically it started at the combine because that's where everybody's at, correct?
Well, yeah, when it starts there, that is technically tampering, and it's not legal. But starting at noon Eastern today is when the 52-hour negotiating period opened, where you can start officially talking. But it was interesting because within 5 minutes of the period opening, Hassan Riddick signed a one-year contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that was pretty good to get that deal done in about 5 minutes. But keep in mind, too, those are contract agreements at this stage, just so everybody out there listening knows. Nothing can be officially signed until the league year begins officially at 4 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday.
Hey, Howard, I remember we were at the Combine. We were eating with an agent, and people walked by. We know what you guys are talking about. But, we said, no, he's got a client on our team. So you start out talking about your client on a team and, well, let's talk about such and such, So that's what's happening at the Combine. Now, Howard, what do you think about the quarterback musical chairs?
Wow. Yeah, there's a certain degree of that every year, certainly. But with the Geno Smith trade, now everyone's wondering what's going to happen with the Seahawks, who's going to be their quarterback. Most everyone immediately was saying Aaron Donald. But who knows, who the Seahawks – might end up with chatter about Aaron Rodgers now potentially going to the Steelers, who looks like they're not going to re-sign Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, who supposedly is headed to the Jets. So there's a bunch of quarterbacks that are wondering where they're going to end up, at this point. Kirk Cousins, do the Falcons keep him under the salary that they have with, after Michael Penix Jr. did what he did at the end of last season. So everyone's certainly focused to a large degree on Aaron Rodgers, and there was a lot of chatter about the Giants, but now they're seeing that, and who knows, this talk that gets put out there is, everybody's got an agenda when they tell reporters stuff that they hear about, right? But the latest chatter, like I said, is Rodgers to the Steelers after they made the deal to get DK Metcalf and then gave him that huge contract. And so they know they've got to have a consistent quarterback to be able to take advantage of the players they have on offense.
Hey, Howard, I kind of like that move, but is there enough balls, you know, to go around for Pickens and Metcalf? Because, you know, well, I guess the Steelers are used to dealing with, you know, unhappy receivers.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Antonio Brown and different guys like
Deontay
that.
Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. And Pickens has, you know, is certainly not a, you know, a quiet guy when it comes to the way things happen. But, you know, everyone always asks that, Vinny, about, oh, is there enough balls to go around? But we all know that there's plenty of targets for players. And the bottom line is get open, and the quarterback will find you. But, you know, it can be frustrating, especially for wide receivers at times, because, you know, it's considered a high number if you get, let's say, 10 targets in a game. Right, I know there's sometimes a player will get more, but let's just say that's a pretty solid number to get 10 targets. Well, you know, some teams have 60, 70 offensive plays, and so now, granted, not all of them are pass plays, but still, there's the ball moving around to different guys, and that's, you know, every player has to realize that the more players that you have, the ability to do that, the better chance you have to win games when defenses have a lot of different guys they have to worry about.
Hey, Howard, is everything smooth in San Francisco? It seems like reading the articles that Lynch and Shanahan got kind of, you know, the owner says, listen, I'm going to do these contracts. Because what it sounded like was Kyle says, get that guy done, and John would go get it done. And then they had the Trey Lance ones, and now they want to trade Ayuk, and, you know, so it seems like they've been reprimanded a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. That's definitely what it seems like in terms, like you said, with some of the stuff that's been put out there. But, you know, you get into a situation like they were in, and here's a team coming off a Super Bowl appearance, and you don't have one of your better wide receivers because he's holding out. And then you figure, well, we got to get him signed. And because you want to be able to maintain and continue to compete at the level that you've been competing. And then they sign. Now, of course, they're all saying they wish they hadn't signed Ayuk, but would they be saying that if he hadn't got hurt and had put up very good numbers and the 49ers still maybe didn't have a Super Bowl year, but would have won potentially more games than they did? But, you know, they maybe they're having a little step back there, but they also know that, you know, they're trying to renegotiate a new contract with Brock Purdy, who's now, you know, eligible to get one. And they traded Deebo Samuel, although that's not official till Wednesday. You know, they're dealing with, can Christian McCaffrey stay healthy? So they've got him, and, you know, he's done a lot of good things for them, but hey, the guy's been injured a bunch of times in his career, and he's not a young pup anymore. So they've got to look a little bit at what they've got there and see if maybe a step back is the right move at this point as they start to, I don't want to say rebuild, but retool with some younger players.
Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer. Howard, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your legal tampering Monday, and we'll talk to you next week. Try to sort all this stuff out.
Sounds good, guys.
Thanks, Howard.
There's Howard Balzer, everyone. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan Funhouse. Nolan McGraw coming up in a matter of minutes. Your phone calls are welcome at 410-583-1057. Talk NFL, talk Orioles, the injuries in particular, Terps number 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. Anything else on your mind? NFL launch at 1. And then Chris Nockey, speaking of Maryland, Maryland Radio Network, joins us at 1:30. Legal tampering in the NFL. Talk about Steelers, some of the moves they've made this weekend, like getting DK Metcalf. Najee Harris is, however, a free agent. They gave Jaylen Warren a second-round tender. Mm-hmm. So maybe he becomes the dude for the Steelers offense running the football anyway.
Plus, it's a good year in the draft, so they'll take one somewhere in the draft, too, I would imagine.
And we'll talk about the Browns, Myles Garrett sticking around, what's going on in Cincinnati, as they have some, Higgins 2 years in a row. They have franchise tag. Chase still wants a deal. They've granted Hendrickson permission to seek a trade. How does that all circle back? Who knows? And the Ravens, of course, signed Ronnie Stanley to a 3-year extension. So we'll get into all of that. Take your phone calls. Talk about the Terps and the Orioles around 1:15. And we'll definitely talk Maryland. Chris Nockey, Maryland Radio Network, coming up at 1:30. But we couldn't get to it last hour. Unfortunately, we're here for you now, everyone. It is the Funhouse with Quick Draw.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with this texter here who says it's time for the Orioles to reunite with Kyle Gibson. The pickings are slim on the free agent market right now if they're looking for help, but you would get another depth piece that's already familiar with the team. You already know how he would mesh in the clubhouse. It doesn't replace Grayson at the front of the rotation, but gives you some insurance.
Yeah, and he can eat some innings for you. And as you said, Nolan, respected in the clubhouse. He and Eflin would be a nice little veteran duo at the top of it. My concern is, can he get people out? Because remember, when he was here in 23, he was out of the rotation going into the playoffs. And I think he had kind of lost his rotation spot with the Cardinals last year. So, you know, fountains and fun and all that's great. And he's a respected teammate. But can he get out hitters? I think, you know, you bring, hey, man, you'd be great. Then his ERA is like 8.5 in, you know, late April. Why'd we sign this guy? Sucks.
His ERA was lower last year than it was with the Orioles in 23. So take that for what it is.
Right, was it 5 to like high 4s?
4.7 to 4.2.
All right, here we go.
5 the year prior in Philly.
I stand corrected. Where he was ostracized from that rotation, too.
Over to the Terps. Texter here says, Maryland wasn't the most efficient on offense on Saturday. I agree with Bob about the turnovers, but that was the kind of performance I was hoping for to close out the regular season. Everyone was involved, especially Reese. Good to have him scoring again like that. I say bring on whoever this Friday. Doesn't matter. 3 wins from hanging a banner.
Yeah, and we'll talk to Chris Knocke coming up in about 40 minutes or so. But even Kevin Willard mentioned the fact that during long stretches where they have days off, they don't come out as sharp as they would like to be. And we'll see if this is a major issue. And with the 18 turnovers, that's an aberration. That's not the norm. In Illinois, if they get them, they're starting to play like that top 15 team they were expected to be. And they were missing their big guy in that first matchup. He's back now.
This one here on NFL free agency, Texter says, I can't get over the whole Myles Garrett thing. Talk about awkward. Not that his teammates would turn on him, but how do you say all that stuff about the Browns not being fit to compete and then have to come back and be the leader in the locker room? Not to mention the size of his contract directly impacts their ability to get better and deeper.
Yeah, because he'd already met with them to go over their plans and everything. So what changed other than money, which you said you wanted out no matter what, because you wanted to go win? Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, he's got to do a little damage control when he walks back in.
Yeah, he wrote an adios letter to the city.
And one last one here, sticking in the AFC North. This texter says, I'm begging the Pittsburgh Steelers to sign Aaron Rodgers. That guy is toast. Won't get them anywhere further than a Sam Darnold or a Russell Wilson would. Plus, he's going to give you way more drama than a Darnold or Russ. Looking forward to laughing at Pittsburgh's misery all season long.
I think Tomlin would be able to handle him. You know, where in New York, he ran the organization. And I don't think that would be the case in Pittsburgh. I think in Pittsburgh, I think he would do good. I still think the best place for him would be Minnesota for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's like very Favre-ian trajectory. Green Bay, Jets, where you suck, because Favre sucked in New York, right? Then went to Minnesota, had them in the NFC Championship game. Then you got bountied. That was the bounty game, wasn't it, with Greg Williams and all that stuff?
Yes.
How about that? So could that be yeah, and I think he might be kind of done, too, though. I don't know. I don't know. No mobility, because he used to be able to extend plays.
Yeah.
Still could throw, but is the arm talent what it was? Let's not forget, his last MVP was 21. 22, he wasn't all that great. 23 got hurt. And then last year, I don't know. I mean, now we got years of not Aaron Rodgers level production. How's that sound?
Brian, you're already talking about the wide receiver drama that you're dealing with. You know, the last thing you want is a quarterback on top of that. But I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there are many problems in the world. Quarterback for the Ravens is not one of them.
No.
But there are teams in the NFL that certainly need a quarterback. Is Aaron Rodgers the answer? We'll talk about that and more next with NFL Lunch. Then we'll talk some baseball. Take your phone calls with the Orioles at 115-410-583-1057 is the number. And then Chris Nockey, Maryland Radio Network. Look at the regular season that was and look ahead to the Big Ten tournament that will be.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.